Hello, everybody. I'm Danny Finkelman, and this is The Danny Finkelman Show. For the next hour or so, more of that wonderful music from the 50s, 60s, and 70s, especially for you. And as I check the hand-printed but Xerox playlist, I see that we've got Dedicated to the One I Love from the Shirelles. We've got the Hollies. We've got Lloyd Price, the Crests, the Drifters, Paul and Paula. But let's kick things off with Gary U.S. Bonds and number 9 from September of 1962. No, from June of 1962. Don't want to make a mistake on that. Here's Gary U.S. Bonds. This was written by Doc Pomus, who wrote a lot, and Mort Schumann, who wrote a lot of the Drifters hits and some tunes for Elvis too. Here's Gary U.S. Bonds and 7 Day Weekend. Gary U.S. Bonds and 7 Day Weekend. I mentioned that was written by Doc Pomus and Mort Schumann. There's a documentary made by a Canadian, Will Hector, who on Doc Pomus. It's interesting. Doc Pomus was just a Jewish kid from Brooklyn who was crippled with polio when he was 3 years old, went on to become a kind of a blues singer and a songwriter under an assumed name. And a good documentary. And a very interesting character, very interesting character. Folks, 7 Day Weekend was from 1962. I'm in the basement of the Bay, and I see a blender. Now, this is tough to believe. You know what? I'm going to wait. We're going to play one more tune, then I got to get into the Vita Mix Blender. Here's Luther Ingram first from June of 1972, the number 3 tune, If Loving You Is Wrong, I Don't Want to Be Right.
Mm-hmm. If being right means being without you, I'd rather live a wrongdoing life. Your mom and daddy say it's a shame, it's a downright disgrace. But long as I got you by my side, I don't care what your people say. Your friends tell you it's no future in loving a married man. If I can't see you when I want, I'll see you when I can. If loving you is wrong, I don't wanna be right. If loving you is wrong, I don't wanna be right. Am I wrong to fall so deeply in love with you, knowing I got a wife? Depending on me too. And am I wrong to hunger for the gentleness of your touch, knowing I got someone else at home who needs me just as much? And are you wrong to give your love to a married man? And am I wrong for trying to hold on to the best thing I ever had?
Luther Ingram from 1972, If Loving You Is Wrong, I Don't Want to Be Right. So I'm in the Bay and I see this blender, the Vitamix blender. Now, we've got a blender. It's a simple device. It's not fancy. I'm sure we paid maybe $25, $30 for it. It's got, the metal body at the bottom with the plastic compartment at the top that's, you twist on and off, and that's where you put the juice, anything you want to blend. And as I said, it'll be maybe $25, $30. Do you know how much this blender, the Vitamix blender, was? You think it was maybe $100 would be excessive? No, it was more than that. $200? No. $300? No. $400? No. $500? Getting close, it was $529, this blender. It looked like a $25 blender to me. It didn't look any different than any other blender. So I'm thinking to myself, what can this blender do that you'd pay $529 that even today, let's say a $75 blender can't do? Can it pulse faster? Does it make any difference? No. Maybe the VitaBlend people can convince me that it makes a greater difference in what you drink or what you do or what you prepare in the kitchen. I don't believe it. And I don't believe it, and I wonder about it, because it came in a big box with all sorts of, I'm sure, different blades that do different things that you've never thought about, and because you never thought about, you never cared about. So it couldn't be critical. It isn't changing the face of culinary artistry. It's not changing the face. Anyway, it comes wrapped in one of these tamper-proof sensors that, you know, that it's wrapped in kind of a cord, and then right up against it is this circular device that if you take it out of the store, it beep, 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 beep. So they want to make sure that it isn't stolen. So it's one of these tamper-proof things that you cannot remove from the packaging. And the reason that I think that they've got these tamper-proof things on a $529 blender is some people would say, I'll steal this, but I'll never buy it. And I think that's the problem with the pricing on this. They would steal it, but they'd never buy it. I cannot believe that anyone would buy a $529 a blender. That's like buying a $1,400 Mixmaster, $3,000 Mixmaster. You're either going to buy a Mixmaster or a Honda Civic. You have to decide. Now, here is Al Wilson in number 27 from May of 1968, The Snake.
At the lake, a tender-hearted woman saw a poor half-frozen snake. His pretty colored skin had been all frosted with the dew. Oh, well, she cried, I'll take you in and I'll take care of you. Take me in, oh, tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender. The snake. Now she wrapped him up all cozy in a coverture of silk, and then laid him by the fireside with some honey and some milk. Now she hurried home from her work that night. As soon as she arrived, now she found that pretty snake she'd taken in had been revived. Take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman. Sighed the snake. Now she clutched him to her bosom. You're so beautiful, she cried. But if I hadn't have brought you in, by now you might have died. Now she stroked his pretty skin again, and then kissed and held him tight. But instead of saying thanks, that snake gave her a vicious bite. Take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman. Sighed the snake. Now I saved you, cried that woman, and you bit me even a while. And you know your bite is poisonous, and now I'm gonna die. Oh, shut up, silly woman, say that a reptile with a grin. Now you knew darn well I was a snake before you brought me in. Please take me in, oh tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, tender woman. Sighed the snake.
Al Wilson, The Snake. And as I listened to that, I said, that's a well-written tune, and it's a well-produced album, or a well-produced song. And then I think of Beyonce. And I know I've been aware of Beyonce. I've actually listened to a couple of tunes. Beyonce, I'm sorry. And I don't get it. I just ask a simple question. Where is the melody? Anyway, you know, I know a few people who used to have photography as a hobby, you know, really liked to take pictures, and they quit. And they all kind of echo the same reasons. It's no fun anymore, and there's no challenge to it. Before, you had to know what you were doing to take a good picture. And today, you just keep taking it until you get it right. So there's no challenge, you know? You don't have to know anything to get it right. You just have to have a well-charged battery. Anyway, now here are the Crests. And number two from November of 58, 16 Candles. Sixteen Candles, the Crests, featuring Johnny Maestro. So, my wife has a new car after 10 years. She's had the original Mazda 3, and now it has the another Mazda 3, 10 years. The original Mazda 3 started to rust, and it rusted because they all have the same line at the Mazda dealership. They bought bad steel for the first 2 years. Bad steel, whatever bad steel meant. Anyway, so we needed to set the clock. So I went out to set the clock. I said, this clock should be set. It should be easy. Think about an old car. Think about a 1956 Pontiac. Think about setting the clock. Right where the clock was, there was a little knob, and you would set it. You'd move it forward or backwards with a little knob to set the time. So I thought that the car would be simple. I thought that I wouldn't have to use the manual. I would find something so I could set the clock. Meanwhile, there's a screen in the car. These screens, folks, are going to cause more accidents than anything on the planet. These touch screens should be banned from cars. They'll eventually be banned from cars, but not right now. So you couldn't find it. You had to make three or four maneuvers to get to the screen where you could set the clock. I mean, if you didn't have the manual, you could be out there for a half an hour to three quarters of an hour trying to figure out how to do it. I'm trying to set it up for Bluetooth, but I don't have the stomach for it right now, so that you can have Bluetooth, which means you can use a cell phone in the car. But it's not critical. In our family, we're on the $10 a month plan, and we never use the $10 worth of cell phones. But trying to set a car clock, you shouldn't have to go into the 600-page manual. You know what they said? We were at different car dealers, and I said, well, what's the size of the manual? They said, well, it's maybe 300 pages, but don't look at it. Don't look at that thing. They say that and they mean it, and it kind of in a half-hearted way. The problem is, if you've got to do anything, you got to look at the darn thing. And do you think it's easy? There was something on the door that we didn't understand what it did. And we had no way of looking in the manual to find out what this little button did, because there was no way to find out what the little button was supposed to do. So they should have given you at least a visual of the door and said, here are these buttons. Here's what they point you in the right direction to the page you have to go to. Enough of that, Dan. Let's go to Lloyd Price, number one, from December of 1958, Stagger Lee.
The night was clear and the moon was yellow and the leaves came tumbling down. I was standing on the corner when I heard my bulldog bark. He was barking at the two men who was arguing in the dark. It was Stagger Lee and Billy took poor Stagger's date. He said, you did me wrong, Billy, and that's one thing that I hate. Stagger Lee told Billy, I can't let you go with that, because I loan you my money and my girl, I want her back. Look out, Stagger. Look out, Stagger.
Lloyd Price and Stagger Lee from 1958. So members of my family don't wear watches. I can't understand it, but they say, we don't need a watch. We got our phones if we need to know the time. Do you carry your phone in your hand all the time? I mean, it seems simpler to have it on your wrist. So Dick Tracy was wrong. Dick Tracy used his watch as a phone. It's a two-way radio. Now he would be using his phone as a watch. So the people who put Dick Tracy together just got it backwards. Now here's Jesse Belvin, Uncharted, from the late 50s. Here he is with Good Night, My Love.
Whoa. Good night, my love. Pleasant dreams and sleep tight, my love. May tomorrow be sunny and bright and bring you closer to me. Just one thing I'd like to know. Is your love still warm for me? Or has it grown cold? If you should awake in the still of night, please have no fears, for I'll be there. You know I care. Please give your love to me, dear, only. Good night, my love. Pleasant dreams. Sleep tight, my love. May tomorrow be sunny and bright and bring you closer to me. If you should awake in the still of night, please have no fears, for I'll be there. You know I care. Please give your love to me, dear, only. Good night, my love. Pleasant dreams and sleep tight, my love. May tomorrow be sunny and bright and bring you closer to me. Good night.
Jesse Belvin and Good Night, My Love. So I was talking to an old pal from Winnipeg the other day. And he mentioned something that struck me as very different than the acceptable responsibility back in 1953 versus today. We were in the same elementary school, Queenston School in Winnipeg, and in the sixth grade, he and a friend, he went in a different direction than I did. He went kind of north, and I went kind of east on our ways home. And he went up to a busier intersection, Queenston and Academy Road, and there was quite a lot of traffic. There was four lanes of traffic on that street. And he and a friend, their job at noon hour, there was a traffic signal there, and their job was to open the box, open the control box, and change the signals to make the green light longer for the students to cross the street. He controlled the intersection. He controlled the traffic signal. Those two kids, who were 11 years old, controlled the traffic signal at noon and at 4 o'clock. It was no big deal. They just did it, and they had the key, and that's the way it operated. Could you imagine that being done today by 12-year-old kids controlling a traffic signal at an intersection? Been given the responsibility to control it. All you can say about that, folks, is different era and fewer lawyers. Now, here are the Hollies and number 32 from November of 65. This was an early Hollies hit before they became real popular. Here they are with Look Through Any Window. The Hollies and Look Through Any Window. I read an interesting piece the other day by a very prominent, I don't know, anthropologist, paleontologist, scientist. He has a regular column every 2 weeks in the Saturday Wall Street Journal, which is the review section is excellent. They review books. They don't review novels. They review books that are interesting, and that if you don't end up reading the book, you just read the review, you come away from it knowing a lot more than before. They've got a different way of handling things there. Anyway, and the fellow was writing about the difference between, you know, the big question, are we monogamous or polygamous? Are we monogamous or polygamous? He says it's tough when it comes to humans, but there's one thing about every other species that is absolutely 100% accurate, whether or not that particular species is monogamous or polygamous. And you can tell immediately. If you are presented with a group of, let's say, orangutans, and you can immediately tell the difference between the size, shape, color, and look between the males and the females, they're polygamous. If they all look the same, they're monogamous. That's 100% accurate. Okay? So man is, I would say, polygamous. You can tell the difference pretty easily between, or is it the way they, I don't, it's a tough one. If you can tell immediately when you look at another species the difference, then you know. If they look the same, they're monogamous. If you can tell the difference in size, shape, color, this, that, the other thing, they're monogamous. No, if you can tell the difference, if you can't tell the difference, they're monogamous. If you can tell the difference, they're polygamous. All right, I'll get it straight, Dan. Now here's number 28 from September of 1966, Knock on Wood.
I don't want to lose this good thing.
Eddie Floyd and Knock on Wood from 1966. On the last show, we played something by Otis Blackwell, and I mentioned that he had written a lot of tunes for a lot of big stars back in the 50s and early 60s. He wrote Return to Sender, Don't Be Cruel for Elvis, Handyman for Jimmy Jones, Fever for Peggy Lee. What else did he write here? Searching for the Coasters. And Great Balls of Fire and Breathless for Jerry Lee Lewis. Now, and he put a band together. And he's died a few years ago. He was, I think, I met him in 1979 for an interview in New York. And I think he was about 10 years my senior, so he would have been about 82 today. But a number of years back, he put a band together and did an album, These Are My Songs. Now, that album would be difficult to get as a CD in the store, but you can go on the internet, you can go to iTunes and download it, and it's terrific. Here's one of the tunes from that. Here's the tune he wrote for Elvis, and notice how similar the versions are. And I think, well, this is what he told me, Elvis sounds like me, Mr. Finkelman. Here's Don't Be Cruel.
You know I can't be found sitting home all alone. If any you can't come around, at least please telephone. Don't be cruel, ooh, to a heart so true. Maybe if I made you mad, something that I might have said, please let forgive the past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel, ooh, to a heart so true. I don't want no other love, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Let's walk up to the preacher and let us say I do. A little then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel, ooh, to the hearts of truth. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby. Cross my heart. Don't be cruel, ooh, to a heart of truth. Don't be cruel, ooh, to a heart so true. I don't want no other love. Baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to a heart so true. Don't be cruel to a heart so true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby. Cross my heart.
Otis Blackwell, he sings it. He wrote it, Don't Be Cruel. Now a little feature here, the Beach Boys. A friend was putting together a retro band to do old Beach Boy tunes, and he wanted some of the Four Freshmen CDs from me because he'd heard that the Four Freshmen had a huge influence on the Beach Boys, and he returned them to me and said, boy, did they ever. Where they took a lot of their harmonies from the Four Freshmen, which we play from time to time on the show. So here are three by the Beach Boys. I Can Hear Music reached number 24 in May of 69. Be True to Your School, which I love, and it got to number six, but it isn't played that much anymore. It got to number six in November of 1963. And the Uncharted cover of the Del Vikings hit, here the Beach Boys, the third tune is Come Go With Me. Here are the Beach Boys.
I can hear music. call me tight, yeah. I hear the music call me tight now, baby. I hear the music call me tight. I hear the music. I hear the music, baby.
Tries to put me down and says his school is great. I tell him right away, now what's the matter, buddy? Ain't you heard of my school? It's number one in the state.
Hey, hey, take it away. Get
so
that ball and fight.
Your school. On the football game, and I'll be ready to fight. We're gonna smash it now. My girl will be working on her pom poms now, and she'll be yelling tonight. So be true to your school.
Dum 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 be do be dum 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 be do be dum 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 be do be dum. Whoa 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 whoa. I love love you, darling. Dum dum be do be dum. Won't let me dum. Baby, I'm to see. I need you, darling. Dum so come to me. Whoa 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 whoa. Come, 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 come into my heart. Tell me, darling, we will never part. I need you, darling, so come with me.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
You never give me a chance.
The love dog.
The Beach Boys and Come Go With Me. Before that, we heard them do Be True to Your School and I Can Hear Music. I kid you not on this one, folks. I was downtown in a, you know, a small supermarket, You know, I've been thinking about these power drinks, energy drinks. Have they ever done a control study to these alert drinks that make you more alert? Do they really work? I don't know. You know, who knows? And then I was thinking maybe they have a beauty juice, like some sort of beauty drinks that makes you more beautiful. Well, what I saw was close. They were like beauty candies. They were called beauty. They had aloe in them. They don't claim that they'll make you more beautiful, but they do claim. You know, they're called beauty, and there's a very nice picture, a woman's face on, and it's got aloe and yogurt and all the things that are some wellness stuff in there for you, wellness. And the implication is you'll be better looking if you eat this stuff. Yeah. Yeah. So, and they'll do it with juice, too. They'll do it with something, a liquid, beauty juice. So this was beauty candy. This was just the start. All right. Up next, here is Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels in number 4 from October of 1966. What about beauty gum? Gum. Here's Mitch Ryder, Devil with a Blue Dress, and Good Golly, Miss Molly. Mitch Ryder, who's still around, still playing. Friends of ours in Florida said they saw Mitch Ryder in the Detroit Wheels this past winter, and they were good. Mitch Ryder, the Detroit Wheels, and Devil with the Blue Dress, and Good Golly, Miss Molly. I saw a weather report the other day, and the guy had under his name Senior Climatologist. senior climatologist as opposed to a junior climatologist. Pretty soon, you know, the weather's gone completely wacky, these weather channels. They've gone totally nuts. You know, worn weather. That's W-A-R-N as an orange. Worn weather. That's the way they describe the broadcast. Or we track, alert, and predict for you. They say you better listen to us because, or tune into us because we track, alert, and predict. And then you come back to us after the storm takes place and we'll tell you what to do. The polar vortex, yeah, that's coming. That's going to haunt us. And now they name storms. Pretty soon they're going to name a light rainfalls. Every light rainfall that's coming will have a name. Milton is the light rainfall that we're predicting for tomorrow. Yeah, Milton. Milton will be here around 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I saw a couple of cousins who live out in the Phoenix, Arizona a few weeks back. And we were talking about Winnipeg. You know, we're all from Winnipeg. And my cousin said to me, how many times did we miss school because of like a terrible, terrible snowstorm or freezing cold weather? Never. Never. Not once ever was school closed in Winnipeg for us. Ever. Period. And it got cold and there was lots of snow and there were storms. Never. Here are the Drifters in number 6 from February of 1960, This Magic Moment.
This magic moment, so different and so new, was like any other. Until I kiss you, and then it happened. It took me by surprise. I knew that you felt it too. By the look in your eyes, sweeter than wine, softer than the summer night. Everything I want, I have. Whenever I hold. While your lips are close to mine, we'll last forever. Forever till the end of time. Oh, 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 summer night. Everything I want, I have. Whenever I hold you tight, this magic moment, while your lips are close to mine, will last forever. Forever.
The Drifters and number 16 from February of 1960. Well, we've just about run out of time on this edition of the Danny Finkelman Show. I think I should call it Finkelman's 45s. I don't think anyone will care. Maybe we should change or just leave it as it is. I don't bring 45s in anyway. I bring CDs in now. New World Order, folks. Anyway, it's Last Dance, Slow Dance on the show, so you know what that means. Assume the vertical position, kick back the rug, adjust that dimmer switch, because we've got Paul and Paula, and number one from December of 1962, here's Hey Paula.
Hey, hey Paula, I want to marry you. Hey, hey Paula.
Paula, no one else could ever do. I've waited so long for school to be through. Paula, I can't wait no more for you, my love, my love.
Hey, Paula, I've been waiting for you. Hey, 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 Paula, I want to marry you too. If you love me true, if you love me still,
we've made will come true.
From December of 1962, Hey Paula. Folks, that just about does it for this edition of the Danny Finkelman Show. I'll be back one of these Saturdays. The best way to find out is to go to the internet on a Saturday around 6 o'clock, and if there's a new show, it should be there that Saturday evening at some point. But I'll be back soon, so tune in on a Saturday evening or after a Saturday evening to see if there's a new show on the internet. Till that time, I'm Danny Finkelman, and that's it, everybody.